This is Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is How We Fight for Our Lives by Saeed Jones, and tells the story of how each of us creates a place for ourselves in this world. Here to share their insight from the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jennifer Hazel.
I'm Jen Hazel, and I'm here with
Jane Berger
and
Krista Keesley,
and we're talking big. So, Krista, we have you here today because we want to hear about the event on Wednesday. We're having an action fair, so tell us a little about the action that's going to be happening that day.
The Center for Campus and Community Connections is hosting the action fair we host usually each semester. We'll be getting back to our pre-COVID schedule of hosting one each semester. This one is in partnership with the Big Read. And the event exists to give community partners an opportunity to share volunteer and engagement opportunities with their site and help build relationships with the campus. We talk a lot about oppression and inequality and all the things that are addressed in our campus read, and we want to be able to put that emotion that we have after hearing somebody's story and participating in their journey. We want to be able to do something to combat that inequality. So getting involved and helping out at these organizations is one way to do that.
So if a student comes, who will they get to talk with?
Well, we have about 30 agencies right now who have responded. So I'll just throw a few at you. We have the Wood County Parks District. We have Food for Thought, Northwest Ohio Community Shares, Women of Toledo, American Red Cross, Alzheimer's Association, Metro Parks of Toledo. That's just a handful. And they'll all have information about the work that they do, where they do it, what the volunteer requirements might be, those types of things, if there's an application process, that kind of thing.
Awesome. Because I think these are, certainly they're worthy organizations, there's no question, but I think sometimes it's difficult for people who might want to have an opportunity to help someone, not knowing where to go, where to start, how to get connected, how much time is involved. And all of these questions can be answered in one spot, and it'll be so much easier, and I think it'll open up some doors for those who are interested in some service opportunity with our community.
It's a fun event. It's also a good opportunity for them to chat with each other. They get out of their offices and we get them all in one room, and so the community agencies get to see each other and talk and
collaborate,
share resources
a little bit. Sure.
Yep. Always really fun. It's a good time.
Krista, if I'm a student that day, what do I expect to gain when I leave?
Probably a list of agencies that you can volunteer with, maybe some volunteer applications, definitely some candy, sometimes some goodies at the tables, pens and bits and bobs from each of the agencies, but really a better understanding of what they do, how they do it, and what would be required of you as a volunteer.
I just love this kind of stuff. I think it's so fabulous. Because a lot of our students don't even realize the opportunities that are in the community to be able to help, or they don't think it aligns with their interests. And then to find out if they come, there's probably a ton of things aligned with their interests. Yes.
Well, and the time commitment, too. Doesn't have to be, I guess, a huge time commitment. I know I've helped put together peanut butter sandwiches for Food for Thought. I couldn't deliver the next day, but, you know, I had a couple hours and there I was slapping peanut butter on some bread.
Even 1 hour of volunteer time is roughly equivalent to about a $20 donation to the agency. Some do require long-term placements, but most are pretty flexible right now because they're excited about being able to host volunteers again, because it's been quite a long break. And of course, we want to promote service learning on campus, engaged in experiential learning. We also have a service scholar program. So any of our students who participate and track at least 40 community service hours can get special recognition on the day of commencement and wear a red, white, and silver cord. Super fun.
Yeah.
So we want to support that as well. We'll have information about service scholars at that event also.
Wonderful. One thing we will have as the Big Read being there is we'll have an opportunity for people to vote for next year's book. So that will be
fun. You'll have your voice heard.
Where, if I want to attend this, do I go? And what time will it be?
We're hosting the event from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. We expanded a little bit. Hopefully, we can offer a little more flexibility for folks who are attending classes. And it will be held in Heritage Hall 123 in the big A and B space.
I noticed April 1st through 30th, we can also help out with some new sock donations.
Yes, the center is going to start hosting a different donation drive each month. Our nice. AmeriCorps member, Sarah Boglin, has come up with some wonderful ideas. We did toilet paper last month. This month, we'll do socks. We're trying to collect the items that, to many of us, are completely taken for granted, but are true necessities. We have folks all the time who come in asking for fresh socks, fresh underclothes, toilet paper, things like that that many of us don't have to think about. So we're going to just try to keep those on hand.
Love the idea.
We're also promoting a spring cleaning drive for the free store. So as people are doing their spring cleaning, if they have unused household items, anything really that a student could use to set up a new home space, apartment, whatever, we will take those donations for the free store also.
Wonderful. That'll do it for us today. So again, the Community Action Fair, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in Heritage Hall 123 A and B on Wednesday, which is the 13th. Good thing it's not Friday the 13th. Come check it out. Jane and I will be there. Krista will be there. And 30 organizations from our community will be there looking for volunteers. Join us, please. For myself, Jen Hazel, Jane Berger, and Krista Kiesling, that'll do it for us today. We're going to stop talking big at this moment, but Jane and I will be back next week.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.